I see a lot of reporters over here. The big disclaimer is I understand this is halakha, and halakha is lemaisa, and everyone who writes a halakha sefer nowadays say, don't rely on this sefer halakha lemaisa, and of course every single person who buys a halakha sefer intends to rely on halakha lemaisa. The whole point of buying a sefer is I don't have to bother and be embarrassed to ask some rabbi about something. So I am aware of the fact that people might misuse this and paskin lahalacha off the share. I don't really mean for that to happen, but at least they should understand the halacha kinyanim behind it. And any particular shayla, if they're not sure about, they should ask their local posik. I will also add, I gave this share 5 years ago here in Miami. Rabbi Sharfman got riled up after it. But I'll quote over what he said. Now, to begin, there's a very basic, and unfortunately, over time, things get lost. A pretty basic minog, right? Let's first go through the halacha, right? The basic halacha is that during Minhagei Sfira, which means 33 days, whichever one of really two or three minhagim you have, you can't do multiple things. One of those minhagim is you can't shave. Can't shave or take haircuts. Now, that's minhag, that's halacha, and that's the default din for everybody in Klal Yisrael. At the same time, and I'll show the makaras in a moment, in Slabodka in Europe, they had a minhag to shave l'kavod Shabbos. And I'll go through all the variations of when it applies, all the tznayim, which are quite a few, when that applies. That minhag from Slabodka was something that was kept in many, many yeshivas. Famous Maisa was in Eretz Yisrael, David Kronglass, who himself I don't even think was a Slabodka Talmud. Of Kronglass learned in other yeshivas in Europe, but he was mashkiach of Rav Ruderman's yeshiva, and Rav Ruderman was a Slabodka nick, and he wanted his yeshiva to be a Slabodka yeshiva. So he had Rav Kronglass knock on the dorm doors of every dorm in Eretz Yisrael, insisting on the Talmidim shaving on Kavod Shabbos. And we'll see soon in a moment the Makaros. The reasoning behind shaving on Kavod Shabbos is not like a thing. Oh, if you want, you could shave l'kavod Shabbos. It would be a chiv to shave for kavod Shabbos. So it's not like a rishus. So if you want, you can shave for kavod Shabbos. If you understand the basis of it, it would be a chiv to do it. And Mimela, Rav Ruderman would go door to door, making sure Rav Ruderman's mashkiach, with Kronglass, happens to be Rabbi Rausch's father-in-law, would go door to door, knocking, making sure the Talmidim shave. The Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva, also being a proud Slabodka Yeshiva, the prevalent minhag was for Talmidim to shave. By Winter just threatened me before, if I didn't say the minhag was to shave, he would be upset at me. So thus, I am saying it straight up. The minhag of the Yeshiva was to shave, 100%. Now, there are many factors over the years, even within Chavetz Chaim. And if you went to Chavetz Chaim today, or better, you go to Chavetz Chaim tomorrow, on Shabbos, you will find many guys not shaving. I would say, unfortunately, the reason why you find many guys unshaven, some is based on halachic reasons, but most, unfortunately, is based on a lack of knowledge. I remember my days when I was a bacher, a kol guy in yeshiva, I was appalled at the lack of knowledge that many guys in yeshiva had in terms of halacha in general, but this minhag for sure. And people in my did not understand, know, or anything about this. I remember I would rant about it as a kol guy, and now as a rebbe, I continue my duties to rant. Okay, now, what's the basis? Also, what inspired me to give the share, some former Talmud, actually over here in Miami, calls me up. He was in a different yeshiva now. calls me up. What's the makor for Chavetz Chaim to shave? He sent me this. So I rattled off. Oh, it's the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And it's not really the Magen Avraham. And it's not really Chavetz Chaim. It's also about. Okay. So let's get the clarity. So there's Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph as Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Hilchos Tisha B'Av has Minhagi Avelos. The Minhagi Avelos, which apply by Tisha B'Av, Kol Shekein, they apply over here. If anything, they're more chamer by Tisha B'Av. Definitely when it's Shavuot Shekabo. But the concept, the Chafetz Chaim concept, I have another friend of mine from Days in Yeshiva always texts me, always, wait, the idea of shaving the Kavod Shabbos, is that only by the 3 weeks? Or also by the, only by Svira, is also by the 3 weeks? Buddy, it's by everything. It's by Svira, it's by the 3 weeks, it's in the 9 days, it's by Shavuot Shekabo. That is, well, okay. We'll have to talk about all these things. Now, basically, the Rama writes the following. Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. This is the end of Sif Gimel. The Rama writes, is talking about V'chein L'Kavod Shabbos. Talking about doing things L'Kavod Shabbos. Lovshim kli pishtin umitzan levanim kamo b'shar shabbosos. L'kavod Shabbos, you could wear kli pishtin, and you could get spread out on your bed, new sheets, just like any other week. And there's no particular problem with doing any wearing kli pishtin or new linens on a bed during the 9 days, even Shavuot Shekabo. The Magen Avraham is a bigger piece here. He first starts talking about Otzmosar also to wash the Kavod Shabbos. You can do it even on Friday. Hakol about washing. The end of the piece, the Magen Avraham writes, the Kasubagosh Ashri. The Haggadah Sri writes, "The Tasporis Asar Afil L'Kavod Shabbos. One could not shave even L'Kavod Shabbos." The Magen Avraham brings Haggadah Sri that would say one's not allowed to shave even L'Kavod Shabbos. Granted, you can do these other things L'Kavod Shabbos, but you can't shave L'Kavod Shabbos. Vinirali Hatam, the Belavachi Ein Regil L'Saper B'Chol Shvua. The Magen Avraham just writes one line. It appears to me the reason, right, you wouldn't stop take a haircut every week. So that's why there's no stop taking haircuts every week, taking a haircut L'Kavod Shabbos, because, A, it's not normal anyway to take haircuts every week. That's all the Magen Avraham says. On this Magen Avraham, now, if we just had the Magen Avraham, not be so simple, there ever would have been in Slavat Peshitta. But there's a Chassam Sofer on this Magen Avraham. Luckily, this edition of the Shulchan Aruch has it. He writes the following. Nir Be'enai is on the Magen Avraham. Ve'en nikar avelos im yistapar b'chol Shabbos. It's not nikar avelos if you took haircuts every week. Debralavach im yistapar merab erev Shabbos. Right, it's not me. I'll take haircuts every week, so it wouldn't be nikar the avelos of to give ourselves haircuts all the time. Komakom nearly the gidul saris hazake shaving shabizman hazeh shu nivel gadol ma'old. Right, what does it mean shabizman hazeh? So obviously people should understand basics of human progression. Right, in the olden days everybody had beards. Why? Because everybody didn't have shavers. Didn't really exist. But Bizman Hazeh, the Chassam Sofer is already post-industrial revolution, right? Oh, beautiful Dovi. Right? The Chassam Sofer writes, the Gidol in Bizman Hazeh, the Gidol Hasar is Bizokin, who nivel Gadol Ma'od. It's a big nivel not to be shaven. Nowadays we have shavers. People shave. to be unshaven, the lashon of chasam's over, he goes slabotka. He precedes slabotka. He was nice, good gadol adar. So the chasam's over says to be unshaven is a nivel gadol. It's tremendous disgustingness, right? I think we should do muspis palos on this. Any yeshiva bacher, but nachamol. Right, the Gidosaurus Azaki and Shabizman Azeh Shu Nivel Gadol Ma'od. Right, it says Gadol Ma'od. It's a tremendous Nivala.
Who says it's
Nivel? The Chasam Sofer.
Okay, Chasam Sofer's time.
Yeshadono, Kamisha Tachva Avelos to come on. It's the din of someone all of a sudden becoming an Aval, not knowing about it, and didn't have a chance to shave. The Yitzurv, the Shem Kula, Kigomahakhtas, Lohotzi, Latino, Yeshadono, Sheikhsas, maybe Bisaurus. So the Chasam Sofer says, shaving, oh my gosh, that's nivel gadol ma'od. So he's talking here, legabe kavod Shabbos, if you add to another kula. So you can't stam shave. But for kavod Shabbos, one would be allowed. So the Chasam Sofer is saying that to come into Shabbos unshaven is a tremendous nivel. It's disgusting. And therefore, for Kavod Shabbos, one could shave. Now, we could hack on these marmakomos and go through all the things. I just want to get the klolim down. I want to finish this even before Mishnah Berurah Seder is finished. It's not fair that I'm giving a share in a day. You know, there's no tachman. And the guy who daven shachas, boy, does he fly through. So, I have 45 minutes to give a halacha share. I do that on Sunday mornings. I'm not doing a 45-minute halacha share. There's better guys who are hacking me. So I figure I'm going to go through the Rashi Brachim. And we'll hack after. 100%. You also have to see the marmakomos. Everyone's going to see it. These marmakomos have to be very hard to read. And many guys don't know what's flying here. So that's why I'm adding a little bit to it. But you'll see them afterwards. So again, so the real basis, it's a Chasam Sofer understanding of the Magen Avraham, which says that one would be allowed to shave L'Kavod Shabbos because not shaving would be a Nivel Gadol. That's the basics. Now, first and foremost, and this is one reason why some people don't shave, is this is not the only way to read the Magen Avraham. And that's Rabbi Sharfman Ha'ara. Is Ramosha Feinstein does not read the Magen Avraham this way. Chasam Sofer does. Ramosha doesn't. The Ramosha, Chanan reported to me, is not the regular Ikos Moshe, some other thing written, okay? I know Rabbi Welcher himself has a posek, very important step. Careful how I say this. But Yeshivas Chovetzkayim does not consider themselves that they have a yeshiva posek. It's a misnomer. There's no official posek for the yeshiva. No such thing. Rabbi Welcher is a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, on Gadol posek. He's not the posek of the yeshiva. No such thing. Huh? The yeshiva does not have an official posek of the yeshiva. No such position. No such thing. Yeshiva does not have a poskim. Most yeshivas never have a poskim. I don't know. Lakewood nowadays, they have like three poskim of the yeshiva. I don't even know what that means. For Shalom Rose also. I don't know. But Rabbi Welcher happens to hold. If you ask Rabbi Welcher the Shaila, should you shave a Kavod Shabbos? He would say, no. No such thing. We don't poskim that way. Don't read the Magen Avraham like that. However, the minhag of the yeshiva dates back to Slabotka. And it's something that Reshiva held of, is Reshiva held that guys should shave. I'll say that again. Reshiva, Reb Henoch Leibowitz, is a Katzadik, the Kaddish of Bracha, held that guys should shave. Huh? Okay. Where's the Reb Chesky Kohn Kotamans and all these wild things? That's not so passionate. Not so passionate. The Reshiva himself happened to keep many personal chumras. And he tried to do everything possible to shield those chumras from the Talmid and the Yeshiva. The Talmid should even know. And, you know, the issues of shaving, you know, very, you know, go through Rebbe from Rebbe, from Rebbe to Rebbe. Everybody shaved. Show me the Talmid and the Yeshiva who did not shave. Please. So it's very hard. You know, hack. Well, the Reshiva used powder back in the day. He didn't want to, you have to know what was going on. This, that. There are no Talmidim in the Yeshiva who did not shave because of that. So, if you're going to put the Reshiva in that big fat books of the Isser to shave and everyone's doing Averos,
they ask
all over.
A lot of their other questions, though.
Okay, you could. No, but.
So picking and choosing?
Pshat is like this. If you're a Talmud in yeshiva, not sure what, you know, you come 1 year to Miami, are you ready to Talmud in yeshiva? Good shayla. I don't know. We can talk about it. But Talmud in yeshiva, you definitely have every right to keep a minhag of the yeshiva. And the minhag of the yeshiva to shave dates back all the way to Slabodka, something the yeshiva held of, and Dovi, you look good. Now, there are a couple caveats in it. So again, so Rabbi Walcher is one reason. In my days, there were guys who asked Shas Rabbi Walcher, and they were eligible not to shave, and they didn't shave. But it was questionable amongst the other Talmidim in the yeshiva, is that really the right thing to do? Okay, you can ask Rabbi Walcher this shayla, and now you're not going to shave. But the yeshiva held you should shave.
Are they allowed to go to Rabbi Walcher?
I'm not sure. Right, I'm not sure. It's a good shayla. Okay, but so first and foremost, Rashiva held you should shave. Dating back to Slabodka, dating back to everything else. Okay. Now, there's one thing that comes up clear within this whole halacha is the din of it has to be hekar avelos. Right? Everyone hears the thing. Oh, the rule is you could only shave if you shave twice a week. Where does that business come from? So really, this whole halacha is based on this. Read the Magen Avraham and the Chassam Sofer also uses that language, is it has to be nikur yer avelos, which means the following. If a guy doesn't shave twice a week, which is the basic gedder, right? Where's twice a week come from? It's a hashara. It's no big, like, set in stone thing. It's a hashara of a guy whose stubble is big enough that if you didn't shave, it would be nikur. Guy only has to shave once a week, that means you have five hairs grown and don't need to. What about the guy who really should shave twice a week but he's too lazy and doesn't? So I will read to you again, Moshe Besvailos, Nivol Gadol Ma'od. I could tell a story. Everyone knows. I remember I came here to Miami years ago to Branch. I must have come towards the end of the week. And I was too busy learning. I was such a big masman and this. So I came in with a little too much stubble. And Rabbi Neumann gave me Musar. Rabbi Neumann Shlita, the Rosh Hashiva here, gave me tremendous Musar. That it's about Kavadik for a Ben Torah, a guy not to shave. I take that Musar quite seriously. Okay.
Is it very normal now to have periods and to not shave?
And it's normal to wear your shirt out of your pants and hang out on vacation for a week before yeshiva starts in Florida. Okay, lots of things.
He's saying Bisman has obviously before they had shavers, it wasn't Nivol Gadol. Or was it always a Nivol Gadol? Everyone was a Nivol Gadol. They had no choice.
I'm saying this on your... That's a very... Rabosai, there's Svara Yeshara and there's Svara She'ena Yeshara. This is a Svara She'ena Yeshara.
So what did they do before they had shavers? What did they do before the Chassam Sofer?
Yes.
Everyone was a Nivol Gadol? Everyone was a Nivol Gadol before the Chassam Sofer.
So can I ask you a question? Just because nowadays it's cool to have stubble, it's cool to wear your shirt out of your pants, it's definitely not cool to wear a fedora, unless, you know, I don't know, it's coming back. Fedora's coming back a little bit. That doesn't make things the right thing to do.
Regardless of that, according to what Rabbi's saying, is that fedora,
I can't solve all your problems.
Rabbi's saying fedora, doris,
double yes,
gadol.
Yes.
So what about before the Chassam Sofer, before they had shavers? Before they had that technology?
Then everyone had beards. Tradition. All the monks had beards. I don't know.
So then why wasn't it Nivol Gadol then?
Because they have a full beard, not stubble.
Beards
are beautiful, Rabosai.
How do you get a full
stubble? Is disgusting.
I'm saying, how do you get? So what
it's
if,
not
what
cool.
About, what if you have a guy? What if you have a teenager who can't grow a full beard yet?
I'm that guy. I'm Mushba. This is fine.
Say, let's say, yeah, hold on. You started growing your beard right before.
There's such a thing. Does someone have the hook? We take the hook.
It's only stubble on my beard.
No, it's mammal. Once you end up shaving twice a week, it grows back more. And you don't just have five hairs. Then you have five darker. No, then you have more and more. So then, yeah. So once you shave twice a week. It's a basic gather. It's a basic gather. There's nowhere in the halacha that says twice a week. Right. Huh? So he should first do tshuva for, you know, it's almost a daily tshuva. Gosh. But he should shave for a couple of shots, yeah.
He's nechal on that group. What if he's doing it because he's at this year and then now
he feels guilty?
Yeah.
Okay, look. In general, it's a good shalom chenach. Yeshiva held in fundraising. You shouldn't make guys guilty to do fundraising. I'm not sure guilt in yeshiva is a bad thing. Part of your shemayim. Guys should feel guilty if he has a smartphone still after Ruben gives his vod the other night. Yes, you should feel guilty. Yes, yes, yes. Baruch Hashem doesn't exist. Okay. But all these things.
It's only talking about stuff. Now, about
oh, we'll get to a full banner in a second. So again, so it has to be nikra avelos in order for a guy to shave. A very important halacha that comes up. Let's say Yontif ended on a Wednesday. Yontif ended on Wednesday. Could you shave the Af Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos? So Reshiva held you couldn't. Even though we're big, big Kavod Shabbos. See here, the Reshiva has like 20 Piskei Halacha on this Minhag. This is mamish something Reshiva has. Shalos Tshuvas. I knew all the Shalos, all the Haks, all this. Also, I swear about it 25 times. So I had all these Shittas down. Like, well, I was getting Reshiva. What? You're supposed to shave a Kavod Shabbos? What? I never heard that.
Could it be that in Slavonka people so, shave a Kavod Shabbos because they felt the Kavod Shabbos, but it really doesn't apply anymore?
Rabosai, I don't know what Shabbos is. I was just having a discussion with one of the nice fellows. What do you? I don't know. I can't feel Shabbos. I don't know. Right? Don't be embarrassed. Don't feel sad. You can't feel Shabbos. I can't feel Shabbos. Maybe your father, when he goes to Amman, feels Shabbos. I don't know. But I don't know what Shabbos is. But that doesn't mean we still don't do things called Shabbos. It's halacha. I'm a dry litvak, but I do what's halacha. Now, so the reshivas. The Reshiva held, even though obviously we're big Kavod Shabbos fans, but, and we hold it's a chiyuv, but that's only where you have to have the time. It has to be hek nikar the avelos. So since, in those days, the reason why, when Yontif is finished, why do you have stubble? It's not because the avelos of Sfira, it's because the halacha you're not allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. Right? The Chol HaMoed is covered Yontif, right? Alpha Pekin, right? We don't shave a covered Yontif. That's not doche. Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Yontif is not an automatic card that lets you be matter things. So where it's not nikar the avelos because it's just growing back on Thursday morning for half a day, they want to shave Friday morning Kavod Shabbos, or Shiva says in such a case you can't do it. Now exactly where the cutoff date was, for sure, let's say Yontif ended, I'll make it more easy. Yontif ended on Thursday. And that week, you couldn't shave the Kavod Shabbos because it never was hekar avelos off the avelos. So that week you'd have to not be able to shave. But in a scenario like this week, where Baruch Hashem, Yom to finish Motzei Shabbos, so you had a full week to have your, beyond the stubble that you have from Chol HaMoed, there's additional unshaving because of Avelos. So then you're allowed to, then you should shave for Kavod Shabbos.
But don't you want now, to be Nikar Avelos?
Yes, you want it to be Nikar Avelos. No, that's the Chiyuv. I left that one important step. The reason why we're shaving L'Kavod Shabbos is really a balance. On the one hand, I'm fulfilling both dinim. I'm fulfilling the din of Avelos by not shaving all week, and I'm also fulfilling the din of Kavod Shabbos by shaving L'Kavod Shabbos. It's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. I won't shave during the week, so in that way it'll be Nikar L'Avelos, and also I'll shave a Kavod Shabbos, but in the case where it finishes early, Yontif finishes, late in the week, so you never had the avelos of not shaving, so that week you can shave a Kavod Shabbos. Okay? So it has to be nikar the avelos. When? So the answer is because you never did the avelos that week. We're not saying the Kavod Shabbos is docha, you don't have to do any avelos. Kavod Shabbos is a heter within, you already had Nikar d'Avelos, but then the world was a lot of shit. Now, hold on. That's one prat. Now, here's another prat. This I heard straight from the Shver. This whole din of Nikar d'Avelos only applies to a guy who does not have a beard. If you already have a beard, so then it's not really Nikar your Avelos for you to trim it.
And you have a beard.
No. Let's say you're a Rebbe. Let's say you're somebody.
So regilus beforehand.
Right? This heter simply applies to a guy who's clean shaven. And therefore, it'll be Nikar the Avelos, you're unshaven during the week. Then you have a heter, the Kavod Shabbos, to shave. But somebody who has a beard, right? And once you have a beard, so eventually I guess the beard gets a little bit more bushy. Well, especially if you have a nice beard, right? Guys can't really tell much. Can't tell so much. So there's no real heter to, you have no heter to trim your beard. Also, here's a very important step, right? The classic yeshivish move for guys are the guys who want to play around with their facial hair. I'm going to grow a beard, not going to grow a beard, grow a beard, not going to grow a beard. The perfect time to do it is during Sfira. But here's a tricky step. You may not be able to ever to start. Because when the denim of Kavod Shabbos shaving come along, so you're going to have to shave for Kavod Shabbos. And you can't just, well, I'm trying to grow a beard. Right? You ever see the guy with like five patches, I'm trying to grow a beard. It'll take me another 4 weeks, but I'm trying. Right? Ein lecha nivu gadol mizeh. So you're going to say to yourself, blah, 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 what am I supposed to do? I want to grow a beard. Okay, well, if you really have to grow a beard, that's okay, that's a different story. Never the yeshiva bacher who's just playing around with his facial hair, shave, not shave, this, you know, so you have no right to keep stubble on your face because you're trying to grow a beard for shtick, for Purim. You know, it was a cover Shabbos, you should be shaving.
He's trying to make sure you don't shave even according to this.
Oh, I'm going to get to that one. Yes. Now here, this is Rabbi Yossi's big shmuz. So far, we get the basic halachos and hagim. Is Slabodka had this minog to accept the chasam sofer and to shave because, again, what's the chasam sofer's lashon? The gido saris hazakim shivizman hazeh shu nivel gadol ma'od. Tremendous nivala.
Does he limit what gido saris
hazakim? This. So. There's a not just a heter to shave, there's really a chiv to shave for Kavod Shabbos. There, okay, you might need the fact of you have to have enough stubble that you normally would shave twice a week. If you're not shaving twice a week, and you have enough to shave twice a week, Rabbosai refer back to the Moshe Seder. If Yom Tov came out towards the end of the week, you might have a problem with this. But the default setting, you should all walk away from here is there is an Indian, a very big Indian to shave. And, yeah. Now, one very important thing, which is a nice schmooze the Rashiva had, is Rashiva scaled back this heter himself. And this is a massive chiddush, and it just shows you, it's a big schmooze of how aware we should be of our surroundings. The Rashiva held this heter is a very good heter if you live in town. Excuse me, if you live in yeshiva. What about a guy who lives in a city where nobody in the city shaves? Or it's a very from town. Say it better. A very from town. Even the Baal Batim who get away with it don't shave during Sfira. Guys have to go to work, have to shave. The Baal Batim, you won't shave this. Now, I think the yeshiva's main chash wasn't the yeshiva guy who hopefully is holding in learning and knows of this Magen Avraham and knows of this Shita. There's an Indian to go to for Kavod Shabbos. I'm not even sure those people exist anymore because nobody knows anything anymore. And I'll tell you a story at the end, a famous story or infamous story, which might depict it. But people don't even know much about this heter of Slobodka and all this to save this because I'm sober, this Magen Avraham. You know, the poskim, I'm sure, know of this, as I'll show you in a moment, but most people don't really know about it. So the Rashiva felt there was a certain element of Chil Hashem that here these Balabatim, or who are in these quote unquote Yeshiva light, right? Yeshiva light nowadays gives a new term, Yeshiva light. But a lot of these guys nowadays, the average guy from Lakewood, make fun of the Chavetz Chaim guy. Hey, shaving? What are you shaving for? Buddy, don't you know the Magen Avraham, the Chasam's over? What? That's always the best card to pull when you know more Bekiyas than somebody else. Oh, it's a Magen Avraham. Heel does it quite well. Tuf, Kuf, Nun, Aleph, the Magen Avraham, Chasam Sofer's on the bottom. Hold on. Both sides, you have to be a Takif. So the Reshiva held, and we both say this is a tremendous Hashkafa. And for all those that will question the Yeshiva moving over to white and blue shirts next year, we both say, remember this Hashkafa. Shh. Dovi, we'll go shopping together. Right? Dovi, that shirt. Look, now you have Tznius clothes to wear to bed. Now, 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 Lamaisa, the Yeshiva held is if people think that B'nai Torah are doing something wrong, that's a Chil Hashem, and that trumps the din of Kavod Shabbos. If they think your mamish, obviously, Rabosai, disclaimer, I don't think that's the same thing as a guy wearing a colored shirt. There's no Isser involved in wearing a colored shirt.
Yeah, clear. But
this thing, here, the Reshiva held that if you live in a town and you're davening in a town, you're spending time in a town where people don't shave, so then the Reshiva held you should not shave. You should not employ this. It's a chiv, is this. The Reshiva held Chil Hashem trumps it. Now, we got into all hawks, everyone hawked, their neighborhood, flopos, Roshiva said, for sure, you shouldn't shave. And this, Eretz Yisrael, it depends. If a guy in yeshiva is just staying in yeshiva, then you're in yeshiva. Right? Here, we're staying in yeshiva, we're basically in yeshiva. I want to talk, if you're davening in the Kovel North Miami Beach, what's the din? The Kovel North Miami Beach has a din of flopos, unfortunately. But okay. If you daven in Young Israel, you have no din of flopos. Flopos only exists in the Daud Amos of Kol. Most of the guys called don't know anything. Now, hold on. Here, 1 second. They don't know this bugger to run this comes over. Now, hold on. They definitely don't know that this went on in all the yeshivas in Europe, all the slobodkas and all this. Hold on.
What if your family
met
not?
Okay. So this is all discussions. What do you do with family and hugging vis-a-vis, you know, yeshiva things? Okay, yeah. Good hawk. Now, don't tell me family learning is not to shave during the week. But okay. Now, the Reshiva did give a caveat, and this is important halacha for this week, is Hani Neely, when do you ever have to be kosher for other people think that's during the middle of Sfira? But when it's the first weekend of Sfira, where technically you could be keeping the second Sfira, and nobody has a scorecard, ooh, what do you hold? First Sfira, second Sfira? So this Friday, there ain't no heter, no matter where you live, Flatbush, Lakewood, anywhere, assuming you're a Talmud of the yeshiva and accepting upon yourself this then people should be shaving. There is no heter whatsoever.
Some people are amaratzim and don't know that there's two halves.
No, that's amaratzim of Irani Dachas. But, yes. One last thing, we'll end with a great story, and this is Mamish. One of the great stories was written up in, unfortunately, Sharfman's tribute and all that. But Sharfman, that's how I wasn't, unfortunately, I wasn't there for this, the Mamash of the Year, right before I came. The yeshiva went to Eretz Yisrael, and the guys were, the yeshiva wasn't even by the mayor, but the guys like to go into the mayor and like going to Ramnissen Kaplan's share. So it seems Rabbi Sharfman went with them to Ramnissen Kaplan's share one time. And he decided to speak about during the 3 weeks. About, you know, all the different menhagim. And he spoke about, some people have a misnomer about shaving for Kavod Shabbos. No such thing! And he went and blasted it. By the way, Halacha L'maaseh, or Shmuel uses the whole idea of shaving with Kavod Shabbos as a heter in certain circumstances right over here. It's only a footnote within the Sefer. Now, the comes along Rabbi Sharfman. So I forgot the exact maaseh. I wasn't there. How they said it over. Did he attack him in the middle of the share? Well, what's the legend? He attacked him in the middle of the share or was right after the share? I think he spoke up in the middle of the share. Knowing Rabbi Sharfman, everyone remembers Rabbi Sharfman and some of the clowns that we had speak here. So Rabbi Sharfman had no problem going after people, Shas Maisa of the share. Right? Also the guy in the you know, the Luv guy he went after. You know, the guy said, no such Mishabrua. Sharfman calmly walked to the back of the shul, pulled out a Mishabrua, and, sent it up there. Yeah. The guy might have had a best-selling book on Dal Minim, but he missed the Mishabrua that Rabbi Sharfman had. So Rabbi Sharfman went after Nissen Kaplan and totally attacked him. I said, Chutz Benayir, what are you saying? He said, you never heard of this Lubaki Yeshiva? You never heard that this was something that went on in many, many yeshivas, going shaving, this and that? But Nissen Kaplan, first of all, is a Kanoi. Second of all, grew up in Europe, in England, and Lavdavka knew anything about Slobodka. And in later years, he would make some caveat that someone once attacked me about this, but he still went and said the same thing.
Was it there for a piece of comment?
Okay, right. But Rabbi Sharfman's comeback, okay, Lamaisa, this is a minhag. This was a minhag in the Slobodka Yeshiva, and the same way that we try to learn Musar and try to do many other things the Slobodka Yeshiva does, Huadin, this is some wonderful minhag, halacha, that one should follow. Thank you very much.